Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A 16-year-old virgin male has won a free holiday to an exotic island where holidaymakers pay for unlimited sex with prostitutes, it has been claimed.
It's a Christmas miracle.
The boy, named only as Brian, is said to have secretly used his father's credit card to enter a raffle to win a trip to the controversial resort called Sex Island, where hookers outnumber visitors 2-1.
Isn't that where one of the guys on Anchorman ends up hosting?
Maybe. But I've heard of this island before.
Sex Island? Yeah. I have not heard of Sex Island.
And despite his alleged subterfuge, the young New Yorker has reportedly been allowed to claim the $5,800 prize by his father, who had to sign a permission slip because he's only 16. See, that's where I don't think that this is legit, but we're going to run with it anyway. Speaking before he traveled to the island on Tuesday, Brian said, after seeing the videos from Sex Island, I just wanted to be there. But I never imagined I would actually win. I used my dad's credit card without telling him.
I never imagined I'd win a trip to Sex Island.
I received an email last week telling me that I'd won the golden ticket. I couldn't believe what I was reading. I thought I was dreaming. When I told my parents, they were very angry. But then my dad researched about it, and he liked what he saw, too. He decided
and
that
then I got the golden dildo.
He said that I could go and sign a permission slip because I am not an adult. Now, okay, so listen, says this. Men who pay $4,600 to visit Sex Island are given 2 sex workers to spend time with for the duration of the stay. There's no way.
No.
$4,600?
No. That's a savings.
That's cheaper than going to, like, Sandals Resort, you know?
Leave off the last S for slut.
Yeah, and you get hookers?
I don't believe that. No. So now there's holes in the story. holes.
Brian, who is originally from Chile, was one of thousands of men who were automatically entered after making a purchase from the Sex Island online store.
So. Do you remember, though, there was a story of a guy who, and actually former President Bill Clinton was rumored to go to one of these the island, they're not saying he did anything nefarious there, but it was an island that was known to court people from around the world who would go, and it was sort of like Sex Island.
Okay.
So you got there, and there was, so take the Bunny Ranch and make it an island, and that's what it was.
I like that.
For heavy rollers.
I like that.
Yeah.
But it's got to cost more than $4,600.
I can't imagine.
No.
That's taking care of everything.
All right. Moving on to another story. When you agree to marry someone, it's likely you'll have a discussion about your future together at one point or another. Typically, this conversation might include the topic of children and how many you want, when you want to have them, and that kind of thing. But one couple clearly didn't get the memo about this important chat. And now, after 3 years of marriage, they're having a pretty difficult time wrapping their heads around what the other person wants. In this case, what the wife wants is to use a sperm donor to have children because she doesn't think that her husband is attractive enough.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a slap in the face.
Now, her husband has taken to Reddit to share his shock upon discovering things, so that I'm questioning the validity of this. So the unnamed 30-year-old wrote, when talking about children, we wanted to start soon. She suggested a sperm donor because the child would supposedly have a better chance at a good life. I was incredibly confused and asked her to explain, to which she explained that if the baby had genes of an incredibly attractive and smart man, he or she would live an easier life and be happier. She's not wrong in that more attractive people live life easier, but it's just so hurtful to think that your wife doesn't think that you're good enough to have children with. He goes on to claim that the real reason that his wife wants to use a sperm donor is because of her own insecurity, and then proceeds to say some not very complimentary things about her. He said, if I'm being objective, my wife is incredibly smart, but not jaw-dropping beautiful. And though she has a healthy, fit body, her face is not perfect, he said.
Oh, my God.
But he said she is imperfectly perfect to me, but she's only about a solid 6 or 7.
Damn.
I think they're kind of made for each other.
He said, I think her own insecurity might in part play a role since she struggled with not being a beautiful woman in her younger days, and it said how life is easier to be good looking. At the end of the post, though, the husband reveals that despite everything, he's been considering her bizarre suggestion, and he just wants to fix a problem with their marriage. However, he later on adds an update after having a chat with his wife. He said they were up at 4 o'clock in the morning and it was a crying conversation. And during it, he discovered that his wife had already found a sperm donor and she'd been having an affair with him.
Oh, man.
Well, that's not the way you do it.
He said, I asked if she knew a donor and she kept mentioning her colleague and our friend who I didn't think much of at first. And it turns out she's been cheating on him with me.
Yes, I found one and he does home delivery.
And realized that she wanted her kids to be like him, a handsome doctor. The heartbroken husband then declares that he is going to begin divorce proceedings and destroy her in court right after he calls the doctor's wife and tells her about the affair. So,
hi, it's Dr. Chet Wainwright. Is your wife at home?
It was all a bit of a ruse. All right, here's a nice story.
That's
I like
uplift
this.
Us.
Not necessarily bizarre file material, but I did like it. It started as a noise complaint, but ended with St. Paul police officers playing video games with a group of friends gathered at an apartment.
Uh-huh.
Javonte Williams put a short 11-second video of the moment on Twitter, and it's taken off with a lot of people viewing it. He wrote, the title was, "So neighbors called the cops on us, and now we're fighting them. In Smash Bros." The officers were called to the apartment on Friday about 10:30 p.m. They were responding to a neighbor complaint of noise disturbance. Officer Isaac Palmer and Officer Yuke Yang played Nintendo game Super Smash Brothers with the group for about 4 to 5 people. He said, "I never played the game, so why not?" The man who answered the door was, quote, a decent dude, according to Palmer. The group was inside. They were just having some pizza and some beers while playing a video game. And they asked officers if they wanted to join in and play as well.
And they did.
And it was just a noise issue. So that was handled, Palmer said. He said, not every call is chaos. Some days we can just sit and chit chat with people when it's not crazy and you can take the time to talk.
So are you a Smash Brothers?
Yeah. I've never played it. My son plays it, but
I played it a couple times. I know people love it and I can see it's colorful and it's kinetic, but it's not my cup of tea.
It's a little over the top. There's a lot of movements and it looks a little crazy to me, but people love it. All right, and then one last story. A noxious substance believed to be bear spray was used by two armed robbers who struck a location of a place called the Beer Store last Saturday night.
Bear spray used at the Beer Store?
Yeah, police said the incident involved two suspects, one armed with a spray can, the other with a suspected handgun. Security cameras recorded two masked robbers entering the store, approaching an employee and demanding money. The suspect with the spray can blasted its contents on the employees. The robbers left with a quantity of cash.
When bear spray comes out, it comes out in a straight stream, does it not?
Yeah, and it's got some distance to it.
Right, like wasp spray, if you ever have used
it. I think it's more foggy than that, Steve. I think it's not a straight stream. You'd have to look up video, but I thought I saw it one time, and it looked like a big cloud that comes out of it. So but I may be wrong on that. I'll have to pull up a video of somebody using bear spray, if you wouldn't mind.
There's got to be a whole bunch on Pornhub.
Yeah, here on the left, Steve. See that kind of cloud?
Oh,
out?
I see. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's using the Peter North brand.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Peter North. Bears are quite a dilemma, but you always run out.
Yeah.
Not with my system.
And sometimes you need to be about 20 feet away.
Yeah.
So that's why we have the Peter North system.
That's right.
There's still more button.
Oh, Kathy, it's hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah, so funny.
The robbers left with a quantity of cash. Police said the employee's injuries were minor and did not require medical attention.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
Okay, so in Houston, Texas, a school field trip to the Holocaust Museum was met with one big obstacle in the road. There was a gigantic... This is according to a student named Sydney, said a gigantic blue thing rolling down the highway and went from the left side to the right side. About 25 students from the Miris Academy were with teachers and the principal Friday morning when the driver of an 18-wheeler lost a gigantic blue spool that fell off the back of it.
Oh, my God.
And I normally wouldn't report on this, but this is the third time in 3 months that this has happened in and around Houston, that a giant spool has been rolling down the highway.
Might be time to secure those spools a little better.
Is this similar to the spool that held me up in the very first Buxico versus Delco thing when I was... You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. When you were stopped and there was a truck in front of you. We didn't see the truck, but it's probably the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Was the spool out on the road?
Oh, yeah. They crushed the car and held us up in traffic.
Still oh, that's... That. Yes. You're right. Yeah.
So the...
Such an a-hole.
The student said the bus driver let out a loud yell.
Let's focus on what's important.
Asterix.
They said the asterix.
Under her win, you know, it's kind of like Barry Bonds and his home run.
Oh, because of the accident in the giant spool. Yeah. I got you. Okay. All right. So anyhow, the student said the bus driver let out a loud yelp and started to slam on the brakes. I thought we were about to get in a wreck, so I braced myself and looked up about to see a wreck going to happen. But what I saw was a gigantic spool. And apparently on October 25th, Houston drivers dodged a giant spool during lunchtime on I-10. On November 12th, drivers maneuvered around two spools near the same area on the East Freeway. And in this case, Houston police say the driver is cooperating and will likely be cited. I guess they didn't have it securely fastened down.
Yeah, you probably should.
A couple in their 70s have been detained after about 22 pounds of cocaine was found on a cruise ship returning from the U.K. or to the U.K. from the Caribbean.
Well, we just love our cocaine.
Portuguese police said that they had detained two people aged 72 and 70 in Lisbon after information was shared with them by the U.K.'s National Crime Agency. The pair, believed to be British, were arrested on suspicion of trafficking narcotics. When the cruise ship docked in the Portuguese capital, they searched their cabin and police found 9 to 10 kilograms of the Class A drug hidden in four suitcases.
I tell you what, whoever wins this round of shuffleboard will win a speedball.
The couple who have apparently before have appeared, I'm sorry, before a judge and are being held in custody while a joint Portuguese and British investigation continues. The police said in the cabin that was occupied by the suspects, four suitcases were found in which structures were concealed a high amount of product, more specifically cocaine.
You know, it's hard to compete now that we've had a place that was doing $8 million worth of drug business right here in our backyard.
$8 million a week.
$8 million a week.
Unbelievable.
You're going to have to up your game.
thousands of Utah state government employees last Friday perhaps became aware that Carol in Human Resources makes a mean spinach artichoke dip, or that Barry in Accounting won't be able to participate in this year's White Elephant. That's because a harmless email about an office holiday potluck gift exchange was mistakenly sent to 25,000 state workers.
Wow.
Who, by Murphy's First Law of Office Email, began replying all, asking to be taken off of the reply all thread. So the people were saying, take me off of this, were replying all, and it just, these 25,000 people
just kept going and going.
Thousands and thousands of emails filling up their inbox. Yes. According,
that sucks when that happens, when you get the reply all whole.
Yeah. According to inbox screenshots posted on social media from Utah state employees, at least one of whom updated their Twitter bio to read hashtag reply all gate victim slash survivor. The thread blazed a trail of digital mayhem. Even Utah's lieutenant governor couldn't untangle his inbox from the quickly spiraling white elephant tornado, which threatened to engulf every box in its path. He tweeted, "This is real and it's an emergency." Started out as a potluck and $5 white elephant gift exchange in one department, and someone accidentally CC'd every state employee. I fear this will never end. But it did seem to subside after a few hours. The flood of emails had slowed to a trickle within a few hours, but not before 25,000 employees found out that Stan in marketing had recently discovered his walnut allergy.
Sometimes, yeah, make sure exactly who you're addressing the email to.
Yeah, and I don't know how they managed to address all 25,000. I guess everybody is under one.
There's reply
heading
to all and then reply to all.
Yeah, we have like a Beasley all employees.
Like the entire company?
Yeah.
I guess so. Okay.
Yeah, because if we get them from like the big bosses.
That's true. That's true. You're right.
Send an email out. See what happens.
Yeah, we'll do it. A Texas teen shot herself in the foot with an alleged stolen AK-47 that she had stuffed down her pants. How do you do that? Those things are huge.
They're huge.
Police responded to the scene of the shooting. They found that three teens, two 17-year-old females and a 16-year-old male, were there. Witness statements indicated that the male had taken the AK-47 from his home and that the teens were handing the gun over when one of the females accidentally pulled the trigger, shooting herself in the leg.
It's for a fraternity party.
it's
okay, sweetie.
I won't tell anybody. Further investigation determined that the gun had been stolen.
Oh.
And the police said, "We had found out since that the gun that was used was stolen in a home burglary just hours before the shooting. The girl who shot herself was in critical condition and sent to the hospital. She's being charged with unlawful carrying of a weapon and burglary of a habitation. The male was also arrested and charged with tampering with evidence and burglary." There was video that showed the girl lying in the road and her neighbors coming to assist her. She had a neighbor said she had some pretty good wounds. She blew the heel off of one foot.
Oh, my God.
Completely off. He had run out to help the girl. He was a veteran, and he said she was in excruciating pain, and she had every reason to be. She had a very severe wound, very severe. As police continue to investigate the case, They also plan to determine if the other girl was involved. So that's pretty wild.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.